I am Rich Hurl with your Capital City Update on 1320WILS.com. For the second straight year, Lansing Eastern High School is on the Michigan Department of Education's list of the state's lowest achieving schools. That means Eastern and the other schools on the list, including Lansing's Gardner Middle School, must immediately implement reform plans. And in an effort to get parents more involved in their children's education, state lawmakers introducing the Family Education Leave Act. Representative Jim Ananich on WILS today.
It would require 8 hours of unpaid leave per school year per child for a parent to do academic things, specifically like tutoring and parent-teacher conferences, IEPs, which are for special education students.
Michigan Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly here on WILS today calling for a phase-out of the personal property tax. Kelly spoke with WILS's Tony Conley.
The more equipment that you put in our state, the higher your taxes go. That's how our personal property tax system works, and it really doesn't make a lot of sense. It's a disincentive.
The Lansing area jobless rate rising to 9.2% in July, up 0.2 of a point from the previous month. Bruce Weaver from the Michigan Department of Technology, Management, and Budget on WILS today says most regions saw an increase for two reasons.
One was layoffs in the manufacturing sector. That's fairly typical for July. We had this usual seasonal reductions in staffing in the local schools.
A financial advisor from East Lansing weighing in on the big news involving Bank of America, which received a $5 billion investment from Warren Buffett. Doug Adler on WILS says Buffett is in great shape.
The stock could go to a dollar, and he's not going to lose money. At the same time, he has an option to buy stock, common stock at Bank of America, at a predetermined price, which looks pretty favorable to him.
Red Cross officials in mid-Michigan gearing up for a trip to the East Coast to help those who find themselves impacted by Hurricane Irene. Spokeswoman Allison Bono on WILS telling those in the affected areas to stay connected.
Cell towers could go down. You might not have cell phone usage. You may be able to text. You may be able to go to Facebook, but have a plan with your family so they can get in touch with you.
Bad news for medical marijuana establishments in Lansing. City Attorney Brigham Smith in a written statement directing businesses not in compliance with the state law to cease operations following this week's state appeals court ruling that declared dispensaries illegal. That ruling sparking lots of reaction.
I think you've got an issue of there's no regulation or oversight as to the quality of this medicine that's being dispensed.
Isabella County Prosecutor Larry Burdick speaking with WILS's Michael Cohen. Meanwhile, criminal defense lawyer Neil Rockand also on WILS not liking the decision.
I think it very disingenuous that government, legislators, and others are trying to tell patients that we want patients to get the medicine, but they just don't tell them how. Where's patients supposed to go?
With a so-called super committee in Washington trying to reach an agreement on a $1.2 trillion federal budget, Michigan Congressman and panel member Dave Camp says the tax code needs to be simplified.
I think we should not raising taxes in a revenue-neutral way, reduce rates, and broaden the base. And that means doing away with some of the special provisions, exemptions, and loopholes that have grown into the code over the years.
That's your Lansing News Update. Tune in to 1320 WILS for more compelling talk radio, Fox News every half hour, and local Lansing programming weekdays with Tony Conley and Michael Cohen. I'm Rich Hurl on 1320WILS.com.